Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. Arky, you didn't mind me taking up a couple of seconds of your time listening to that, did you?
No, not at all.
Welcome back, folks. Seven Till. You know me. I'm always... I always like to spin a few platters while we're talking a little business, and that's one of the greats. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Seven Till, Arky Chankudi. Dr. Arky Chankudi is our guest, one of our great Brain Trust members now more than 8 years as a member. Actually, I'm sorry, more than 10 years, Arky. I'm sorry about that. We've already had a one eight-year anniversary, and you and I have now clicked over our 10th year together. Thank you for all those years. Well, we've been talking about trust. By the way, before we go any further, tell us how we can find you and your book.
The book is still actually in some bookstores and Amazon.com, and I am at Arky, A-R-K-Y, at learningcenter.net.
Okay, that's his email. So the website is learningcenter.net, and they can find all the things that you do there. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. Again, we're talking about trust. We're talking about the foundation, trust being the foundation of everything. Contracts are worth nothing. Signed contracts are worth nothing, or very little at least, if the people, the parties behind it can't be trusted.
Yes, that's correct. So one of the ways that you can tell, I think, in your organization if trust is going to be a big opportunity for you is the extent to which you see us and them type mentality, turf building, silo mentality in your organization. And this is common. This is not, by the way, bad DNA. This is just people who are trying to contribute, who are frustrated because they can't get closure delivering.
It's humanity. It's humanity, Arky.
What's that?
It's humanity. Humanity. It's the way humans are.
Humanity.
You've heard me say before, the problem with humanity is the humans.
Right. So when we start getting our bonding through emphasizing problems rather than looking for solutions, then this is a sign that there's lots of opportunity, particularly between the functions or geographical locations. And these are trust opportunities. That doesn't mean that people are bad. It just means that you're growing, you're busy, you're not.
So you should start looking around. You should start looking around for signs, right? Signs would
That's
be
right.
would be some kind of an we, us, ours.
Yes.
You know, any kind of finger pointing, any kind of conflicts that look like it could be departmental or anything like that. Those are the kinds of things that are like a vine growing up, a weed growing up in the middle of your garden. You got to, as Barney Fife would have said, you got to nip it in the bud.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And you can ask about it too. It's okay to ask.
How would you ask? What would it sound like?
I would say, well, how are we doing? You know, let's say you have a group of people and some of the other functions are represented. You say, well, how are we doing on closure across the functions and define closure by resolution or time for resolution or time for a time? How are we doing on it? How am I doing on it? Do we ever say yes to an initiative feeling obligated, but we really mean maybe? Just ask those questions and maybe as a leader, give an example or two of when you've done that, you know, without blaming, and make it a no-consequence meeting. I think you'll find that people will welcome the opportunity to bring these things up. And I think just that will begin a better rate of closure and a better rate of building trust. Those two things, authentic commitment, say yes, mean yes, or work it through, take your time until you really are authentically committed one way or another, and no is a commitment too. And then getting closure. Those two things right there are the foundation of earned trust. Those are all competitive advantage,
because
opportunities.
Because what that means is when you tell me, if you do what Arky just said and you tell me something, I can trust that I'm getting good information.
That's
I can trust it if you tell me yes, you really mean yes. I could trust it if you say it's going to be here on Friday. I can really believe that. Or that if anything changes in the meantime, you'll let me know immediately.
That's right. And allowing for that doubt, allowing for that process of commitment rather than just the automatic salute gets you the information you need to have. Hey, is this the right initiative for right now or not?
Mm-hmm.
And that's critical information that we often don't get it because people feel obligated to salute.
Right.
And they don't really think through it.
LearningCenter.net is the website. The book is called Built on Trust. Folks, I wish you could see my copy. It's dog-eared yellow markers out of it and on it. I've just about worn it out. Archie, thank you for everything. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Dr. Archie Ciancuti, folks. I don't know what we'd do without him. Actually, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.